servant and maidservant, now I'm sending this message to my Lord that I may find favor in your eyes.
神要改变我们的时候呢，他第一样事情要我们面对我们的过去。
So when God wants to change us, the first thing He wants us to do is to face our past.
但是我们人呢，却不希望人家记起我们的过去。
However, the human nature tells us that we don't really want to be reminded of our past.
你看，32章第四、第五节的，你就发觉有几样很特别的地方。
So if we look at verses 4 and 5 of chapter 32 more carefully, we see a few unique places.
他没有亲以扫是他的哥哥。
He did not state that Esau was his older brother.
他说，以扫你是仆人，我是仆人。
He called Esau his master and Jacob called himself a servant.
因为他不想以扫想起他曾经骗他哥哥长子的名分。
Because he did not want to remind Esau that he was cheated out of his birthright.
当他解释他二十年不见了原因的时候呢，他只是轻轻地告诉他，我在拉班这边住了二十年。
So and in order to explain his absence for 20 years, Jacob very superficially touched up on the fact that he was staying his whole time with Laban.
他没有告诉他，其实因为当时你要杀我，所以我逃跑了二十年。
He did not want to bring up the fact that it was only because Esau was pursuing him to kill him that he went away for 20 years.
他也没有说，他没有向以扫去道歉，只是说，我现在希望在你眼前蒙恩。
And also, Jacob did not apologize to Esau. He only lightly mentioned that he wants to find favor in Esau's eyes.
他意思就是，我们可不可以和平共处？
In other words, he's asking, can we coexist peacefully?
一般人呢是相信呢，时间可以冲淡一切的。
A lot of people believe that time will dilute many things.
但是我却不相信。
But I don't think so.
你看夫妻吵架就知道了。
And you can observe the couples fighting.
每一次吵架都可以把从前的恩恩怨怨拿出来，再一次讲一次的。
Every time a couple argue with each other, they will bring out historical events from long time ago.
很久很久以前刚刚结婚的事情也可以拿出来讲。
Things that might have happened long time ago, right after they first got married, can also be brought out.
很多时候呢，不单是受害的人记得，就是伤害他的人呢，也记得这个事情。
And a lot of times, not only the victims will remember what happened, but the instigators will also remember what happened.
所以这个罪疚感呢，就一直存在这个害人的人的心里面。
So this guilty feeling is there to exist for a very long time.
所以你看，当雅各听到他哥哥带400人来迎接他的时候呢，他第一个想到的事情就是哥哥现在要来杀我。
So when he heard that, when Jacob heard that Esau had come to meet him with 400 men, the first thought that occurred to him was that Esau was here to kill him.
所以，还有一个事情呢，当神要我们面对我们的过去的时候呢，还有一个事情呢，神要保证我们逃不了。
And another component involved when God wants us to face our past is that He's going to make sure that there's no way out of it.
这一个呢，就是我们一般人呢，面对我们的所犯的罪啊，所我们的缺点的时候呢，常常就是我们就是逃避。
And our natural reaction when we're confronted with our sins, our personal flaws, is to escape from it.
怎么逃避呢？
How do we typically escape?
好像有些人呢，他跟人家相处是有问题的。
So for example, in cases where people have difficulties getting along with each other.
那么呢，他每一次都是这样子，就是他开始的时候呢，跟他的朋友呢，就是很要好的。
And it always starts out this way, that the people will first get together and be very good friends with each other.
过了一段日子以后呢，见到面也不打招呼。
But for whatever reason, after a while, they don't even greet each other when they see each other.
但是很可惜呢，就是他们不愿意去面对自己的缺点。
But unfortunately, none of them was willing to confront their own flaws.
所以最后怎么样呢？这些人呢，就是在用不同的方法去逃避。
So at the end, they find different ways to escape this.
可能是转换工作啊。
So they could change their jobs, perhaps.
有些人呢，转换教会啊。
So they move to a different church.
有人呢，就是离婚。
And or they get divorced.
但是当神要改变我们的时候呢，他会让我们，在一个不能逃避的一个环境，让我们面对我们自己。
So when God wants to change us, He's going to place us in an unavoidable situation, so we can confront our past.
当时雅各就是这样子。
And that was the situation that Jacob was in.
他知道他哥哥带着四百人来到迎接他。
He knows at that point that his older brother Esau was coming to meet him with 400 men.
为什么他不逃呢？
Why did he not try to run away?
因为后面就是他的岳父拉班也是一个外人，所以他前无去路，后有追兵。
And the reason he did not try to run away was because his father-in-law, who was also hostile toward him, was behind him. So he had no places to go forward, and he has no ways to go back.
结果呢，就让雅各唯一的一个解决方法就是去到神面前。
So the only solution that Jacob had was to come before God.
你看三十二章第九到十二节里面呢，你就看见他有一个很合圣经的一个祷告。
So if you look at verses 9 through 12 in this chapter, that there's a very biblical prayer given by Jacob.
在第九节说，耶和华我主亚伯拉罕的神，我父亲以撒的神啊，就是他对神呢的一个称呼是一个很亲切的一个还有就是想到了他是在神的约底下的一个称呼。
So the verse 9 started out saying that Jacob prayed, O God, my father Abraham, God, my father Isaac, O Lord. So this is a very correct and very precise title given to his God. And it's a God that has kept his promise of covenant.
那么他就讲到，你曾对我说，回到你本地本族去，我要好待你。所以他的意思就是，我现在站在这里，就是因为我顺服你啊。
And then he said, that the Lord has said to him, go back to your country and your relatives, and I'll make you prosper. In other words, he's reminding God that the reason I'm here today is because of you.
第十节呢，他就讲了，以上仆人所施的一切慈爱和诚实，我一点也不配得。我先前只拿我的杖过节约旦河，如今我却成了两对了。他就是一个很谦卑的讲到，他不配得到神的恩典。
And in verse 10, he said that I'm unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant. I had only my staff when I crossed this Jordan, but now I have become two groups. So in other words, he's admitting to God that he is very fortunate to have all he has.
那么他才把他的要求呢告诉神，就是十一节，求你救我脱离我哥哥以扫的手，因为我怕他来杀我，连妻子带儿女一同杀了。
And then finally he brought out his petition to God, and that his brother is probably going to be here to hurt him, to attack him.
最后呢，他就说了，你曾说我必定厚待你，使你的后裔如同海边的沙，多得不可胜数。他的意思就是，如果真的给我哥哥杀掉，那么你的应许怎么可以成功呢？
So in verse 12, and he said that I will surely make your reminding God that he said I will surely make you prosper and will make your descendants like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted. And then he's basically asking God, well, how would this promise of yours take place if I get killed by my brother Esau?
还有一件事情呢，你看见呢，当雅各他面对他的过去的时候，他有一个赏罚，就是在三十二节章里面呢，他送礼物，在二十节他说 送礼物给以扫，希望解他的恨。
And another way that Jacob tries to solve a problem and is illustrated in chapter 32 clearly, that what he tries to do is to send gifts to pacify his enemy.
这一个呢，虽然呢，你可以说，就是雅各这个行动呢，其实是表现他对悔改一个真正的认识。
So this action shows how well he truly understands about repentance.
他明白了犯罪是有一个后果的。
He understands there's consequence to sin.
所以呢，悔改在圣经里面呢，不单只是一个希望，就是我希望与某一个人和好。还有呢，就是呢，他愿意去承受这犯罪的后果。
So repentance is not just a hope where you hope that you can be reconciled with your enemy, but it's also necessary to be able to accept the consequences.
就是他有一个愿意的心去面对这个后果。
That he has a willing heart to face the consequence.
所以呢，他送的礼物呢，其实是蛮多的，有550个牲畜。
And actually, the gesture of his reconciliation is a very heavy gift, and because it consists of 550 livestock.
他用解恨这个字呢，其实就是在咒怨里面呢，atonement 就是一个挽回记的一个意思。
And the word that's being used here, pacifying, is actually used in Old Testament as atonement.
所以呢，他是一个真正明白悔改的意义。
So he truly understands the meaning behind repentance.
其实呢，我们在圣经里面也看见有一些人是这样子的，就好像在耶稣时代的一个税吏，撒该就是这样子。
So we can see this in the New Testament as well, that this tax collector in Jesus' time.
他呢？他当他知道耶稣愿意到他的家的时候呢，他说：“从前我骗人家的，我现在愿意四倍的偿还这些人。”
That when he invited Jesus into his house, he said to Jesus that whatever I've taken from people, I will repay four times.
这个都是一个真正悔改的人，他明白，也愿意去面对他犯罪的后果。
So that shows a true understanding.Of a heart of repentance, where he's willing to accept the consequences.
那么第二点呢，就是你看见呢，神要改变一个人的时候呢，他要人去完全的去依靠他。
So the second step in God's plan to change a person is to completely change this person.
如果有一我们还是想到用自己的方法的时候呢，其实是会阻碍神改变我们的过程。
So in this step, if we want to use our own way to accomplish the goal, then we will distract from God's plan.
你知道呢，人是没有办法改变自己的。
You must understand that man has no way of changing himself.
这个就是耶利米呢，在13章23节呢，他讲到古时人，就是这些黑人呢、就是岂能改变皮肤呢？泡岂能改变斑点呢？若能，你们这习惯行恶的，便能行善了。
And that's why it's said in Jeremiah 13:23. That can the Ethiopians, the African Ethiopians, change his skin, or the leopard its spots? Neither can you do good who are accustomed to doing evil.
这个都是说，其实是没有可能的。
And basically, this sums up that there's no way man can change himself.
唯一的方法我们人可以改变呢，就是让神去改变我们。
And the only way for man to change himself is to allow God to change us.
但是你要得着神的改变呢，也不是一个。完全简单的一件事情。
And it's not an easy thing to be changed by God.
因为首先你自己要愿意选择让神去改变。
First, we have to make the decision to be to be changed by God.
还有就是你要完全让神改变，你不能加上自己的努力在里面。
And also this transformation by God needs to be complete. We cannot add our own ingredients into it.
就是你不能又用神的方法，又用自己的方法。
We cannot mix up God's plan with our own plan.
所以呢，神往往呢会把我们摆在一个好像一个分叉点里面呢，就是我们要选呢，你要选用神的方法还是用自己的方法。
And that is why God often places, in a situation like this, places at a crossroad. We either have to choose God's way or have to choose our own way.
所以呢，我就形容呢，这一个就是一个我们叫孤注一掷的一个确定。
And that's why I call this a desperate attempt.
这是毫无保留的一个选择。
In other words, this decision is made without any reservation.
你看见呢，雅各虽然呢，他祷告神了。So
even though Jacob prayed to God,
但是他没有完全的信靠神。But
he did not throw himself at God's mercy.
其中一个很简单，就是你发觉他晚上睡不着。
Yeah, and you can see the fact that he did not sleep at that night.
他很忧虑到一个地步呢，他晚上的时候呢，要把他的家人、他的财物带各这条河另外一边。
He was worried to a point where he sent his family members and his possessions across the river.
其实你知道晚上过河呢，不是一个很安全的事情。
And you know that crossing a river at night is not a safe thing to do.
但是他很焦急，他心里面很忧虑的时候呢，送他们过去以后呢，他就自己留下了。But
he was so fearful, so distressed that even though he sent these people across the river, he stayed behind.
那么就在他一个人的时候呢，有一个人呢，出现来跟雅各摔跤。So
when he was alone, a man appeared and wrestled with Jacob.
这个人呢，圣经说他胜不过雅各。
In the Bible says that the man who came was not able to overcome Jacob.
这个人呢，就在雅各的大腿窝里面摸了一把，那么他的腿就扭了。And
so what the man did was he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, and then Jacob started limping.
你有没有想过为什么神这样子做？Have
you thought about why God would do that?
你要想一想，为什么雅各打发他的家人先过河？
Have you thought about why Jacob would send his families and possessions ahead of him?
自己却留在最后呢？
But he himself will stay behind.
可能在他心里面呢，他有一个想法。
It's possible that this thought occurred to him.
他还有一条出路。
That there may be another way out.
就是逃啊。
And that is to run away.
换句话说，如果他的哥哥真的要来杀他的时候，他就是最后一个人可以逃避他哥哥的人。So
that if his brother was truly coming to kill him, then he may have a chance to get away by himself.
的确呢，雅各逃命的本领呢，蛮高的哈。And
indeed that Jacob's ability to escape is quite high.
20年前，他能逃离他的哥哥。
He was able to escape from Esau 20 years ago.
20年后，他可以逃避他的岳父拉班。
And 20 years later, he was able to run away from his father-in-law Laban.
所以呢，这个是他最后的一个保障。
So his last ditch plan is to run away.
他想，万一神不救我，我还是可以自己跑掉啊。
So he was thinking that if God decided not to save him, then he could run away himself.
这个就是为什么呢？神摸他一把。
And that's the exact reason why God touched
the
back of his hip.
最后一道门呢，都关了。And
God closed the last exit for him.
他成为一个残废的一个人。
And he became a handicapped.
他走路呢，就是一跛一跛的走。
And he started limping.
他不能再逃避面前的哥哥。
He was no longer able to run away from his older brother.
所以他唯一的选择就是要神，他要依靠自己的方法还是要依靠神。
So his only choice was to, the only decision he has to make is whether to choose God's way or his way.
所以呢他就像这个人，他最后知道这个是神耶和华自己了，他就呼求了，你不给我祝福我就不容你去。
And of course he knows at this point is God the Lord himself, and so he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
只是呢他不是勉强神的祝福了。
And actually he was not trying to force God to give his blessings.
因为你到这个地步你都知道了，人家磨你一把你就不能动了，你怎么可以不容人家走呢？
So of course, at this point, he understands that from the fact that all God had to do was touch his hip, and he was unable to walk, and there's no way he can stop God from leading.
所以呢，你看《何西亚书》里面呢，他就解释呢，其实当时呢，他是哀哭向神求恩。
So Hosea explained more clearly that he was weeping and he was begging for God's favor.
他求神你怜悯我。
He was begging for God to have mercy on him.
他最后放弃自己的方法，完全是依靠神。
So he finally gave up his own plans and then depended on God.
当人愿意坚持做的时候呢，神就可以开启他改变的工作了。
So when a man is willing to do that, then God can proceed with his plan of transformation.
神就问雅各，你叫什么名字啊？
So God asked Jacob, what's your name?
没有可能神不知道他是谁了。
Of course God knows his name.
神是希望雅各他去想起他一个过去犯罪的一个骗子的人生。
What God wanted to do is to remind Jacob the previous life that he had led, a life of cheating and sinful life.
所以他要雅各他去承认他自己的罪了，所以雅各就说，我是他，你可以说我是这个骗子雅各。
So God at this point wanted Jacob to come clean with his sins, admitting his sins, and in other words, I am Jacob.
但是神就告诉他，你的名不要在二十八节，你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列。
But then at that very moment, God told Jacob that.Your name is no longer Jacob, but it's Israel.
其实以色列呢，就是照例的一个意思。
The meaning for the word Israel is struggle.
神希望呢，雅各他明白一个事情。
And God wants Jacob to understand one thing.
因为呢，他曾经坚持与神照例。
And because he has struggled with God.
现在神会为他去，好像去照例一样。
And now God is going to struggle with other things on his behalf.
因为他全心的去投靠神。
Because he has depended completely on God.
虽然雅各成为一个破子
，Even though Jacob became a person who limps，
但是他因为他专一的倚靠神呢，神现在祝福他。
But because he has depended completely on God, God is going to watch over him.
所以呢，三十三章里面呢，你就看见雅各一个很大的一个改变了。
So you can see the transformation in chapter 33.
他就好像一个信教的人一样。
He is just like one who believes in God.
他见到三十三章的开始，他说，雅各举目观看，见到以扫来了，后头跟着四百人。
So in chapter 33, it started out by saying that Jacob looked up and there was Esau coming with his 400 men.
没有错，他把他的家人呢排队的列成不同的队在前面。
It is true that he placed his family members in a certain order.
但是呢，他没有再去逃避了，他自己跑到他的家人的最前头去迎接以扫。
But he was no longer running away. He actually went ahead of his family members to greet Esau.
这个是看见他全心倚靠神的一个表现。
And this is a a manifestation of his total dependence on God.
你有没有发觉呢？当我们全心倚靠神的时候呢，很多事情呢，我们所忧虑的事情呢，这些都自然就解决了。
And have you the experience that when we become totally dependent on God, that all of our worries will solve themselves?
原来以扫带领四百人不是要杀他，只要欢迎他。
And actually, the reason that Esau came with 400 men was not to kill him, but was to greet him.
第四节呢，讲到以扫跑来迎接他，将他抱住，又搂住他的颈项，向他称。亲嘴，两个人就哭了。
And verse 4 says that Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept.
雅各另外一个转变呢，你看见呢，就是现在的雅各呢，他是一个与神与人和好的一个人。
And another transformation in Jacob is that at this point he's one that has been reconciled with God and with man.
这个你就可以在33章第9到11节里面看出来。
And this you can see in verses 9 to 11.
在这边呢，雅各去解释为什么他还要坚持送礼物给他的哥哥以扫。
This is where Jacob explained why he was insistent upon giving Esau the present.
他说呢，如果我真的在你眼前蒙恩呢，那么你接受这个礼物呢，就是我们和好的一个证据。
And this is what he said: If I truly have found favor in your eyes, then by accepting these gifts from me, that's a sign of us being reconciled.
在第十节里面呢，他讲了一句话，他说呢，他说，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你从我手里面收下这礼物，因为我见了你的面，如同见了神的面，并且你容纳了我。
In verse 10 it says that if I found favor in your eyes, accept this gift from me, for to see your face is like seeing the face of God, now that you have received me favorably.
见到面呢是一个和好的一个一个形容一个和好的关系。
So being able to see each other face to face is a way to express a relationship of reconciliation.
所以呢，雅各他的意思就是呢，他昨天晚上呢见到神的面，他还没有死，就是与神和好的一个证据。现在呢，他见到他哥哥的面，他也希望有一个和好，就希望他哥哥介绍他的礼物，去证明他们真是和好了。
So what Jacob is trying to say here is that the night before when he saw God.It was a sign of his reconciliation with God, and he did not die as a result of that. And now today, he's coming face to face with Esau, and by receiving the gifts given to Esau, Esau and Jacob then can become reconciled again.
两个兄弟就在这一天呢，和解他二十年的恩怨。
So at this very day, in this very day, the two brothers Jacob and Esau have absolved their differences.
我相信呢，无论你是受害人还是害人的人呢，真正和解呢，才是一个走出过去的一个唯一的方法。
So whether one is a victim or an instigator, a true reconciliation is the only way to walk beyond what had happened in the past.
有的时候呢，真正的和好呢，是我们自己没有能力去赔偿这个受害人的。
Sometimes a true reconciliation cannot be repaid by our own abilities.
但是呢，当我们信靠神的时候呢，神就已经为我们预备这个赔偿。
But if we trust and obey God, then God has prepared the repayment for us already.
这个其实你看33章第9节的时候呢，以扫就是说兄弟啊，我已经够了。这证明呢，神过去二十年呢，其实他不断的祝福以扫，以至到他再不恨他的弟弟了。
And we know the repayment has been prepared from verse 9 on the Esau part when he said, "I have plenty already, my brother." And God has prepared this for Esau.
这个让我想起了在香港有一个很出名的命案。
And this reminded me of a homicide that happened in Hong Kong.
在1985年呢，有一个命案叫宝马山枪尸案。
In 1985, there was a double homicide in Bremer Hill in Hong Kong.
如果你是在香港，当时在香港呢，你提出这个事情呢，你都觉得很恐怖。
And anybody who was in Hong Kong at that time, when they think of this, they would still be terrified.
两个年轻的学生是应职的学生，他中午的时候在一个公园里面去念书的时候呢，给人活活的打死
了。What happened was two students, two British residents, when they went to a park to study during lunch break, they were beaten to death.
当时呢，找不到凶手是谁。
At that time, they were not able to find the killer.
你知道，一直都不知道为什么最后可以找出来的。
And nobody was able to figure out how it was they were able to find the killer.
但是，传说是这样子。
But the rumor is such.
这是杀人的，他做我们这个渡海小轮的时候呢，他就在他朋友面前炫耀他这件事情。给旁边的人听到以后呢，就是发现出来的。
So the rumor was that the true killer, when he was taking a boat to cross the ocean, that he was bragging about his actions with his friends and was overheard by someone else.
原来是五个年轻人杀死这两个学生的。
And so what happened was this five young men beat these two to death.
其中一个呢是一个少年人，只有16岁的，叫文山龙。
And one of these five was only 16 years old at the time. His name was 文山龙。
他就被判终身监禁。
And his judgment was to be locked up for life.
当他坐牢以后呢，他就明白他的罪，只是他为了他的罪呢很后悔。
And after he spent time in prison, he became repentant about his crime.
甚至呢，他希望自杀去解决他的罪疚感。
And he wanted to commit suicide to erase his guilty feeling.
最后，在1997年呢，发生一件事情呢，改变他这个文山龙的人生。
But something happened in 1997 that changed 文山龙's life.
他有一天打开报纸。
One day he opened the newspaper.
他发现有人写信求当时的港督赦免他的罪。
And he found out that from the newspaper that someone had written a letter asking the governor of Hong Kong to forgive his sin.
这个就是其中一个死者的父母。
And the people who wrote this letter were parents of one of the victims.
结果他就可以在2004年的时候放出来。
So that he could be released in 2004.
当时呢，其实呢，不单只在香港有人访问他，也有人在英国去访问这个父母。
Not only he was interviewed by people from Hong Kong, but he was also in England, the victim's parents were also interviewed.
这个就是 McBride 先生夫人呢，他就这样子解释为什么他们会这样子做。
And that's when Mr. and Mrs. McBride explained why they sought his release.
他就说他相信怜悯跟宽恕。
Because they believed in kindness and forgiveness.
他相信呢，如果一个人呢真是悔改的时候呢，我们应该去饶恕他们。
And they believe that when a person really wants to change, then we need to forgive him and give him a chance.
他相信这个文山龙就是明白这个他所犯的罪，所以他希望他能够平安的度他如下的日子。
And they believe that this Ren San Long has understood the crime that he committed, and therefore they want to give him a chance to have him to live his rest of his life in peace.
然后这个文山龙跑出来以后呢，记者也访问他。
So after 文山龙 was released from the prison, reporters interviewed him as well.
他自己这样子说，他说呢，他带给这些 人他的他们的家人的创伤呢，是他一生人不能够饱尝的。
And what he said was that the wounds that he has caused these two families can never be repaid through the rest of his life.
但是对方还是愿意去原谅他的时候呢，让他明白到人生最大的人最大的威力就是去原谅、宽恕跟爱心。
But when these two families were willing to forgive him, that's when he realized that our greatest strength is to be able to be kind and be forgiving and then to love others.
我看完这个以后呢，就很有趣去研究研究这个McBride 他们是怎么样的一个人。
So when I read this, I was very curious and I wanted to study more about the McBride family.
原来他们是天主教徒。
And actually they're Catholics.
所以呢，我相信因为他明白神在十字架上面的赦免的时候，他也愿意去赦免这些得罪他们的人。
And because they understand the forgiving nature of God's, what God did on the cross, and they are willing to take that and forgive others.
33章的结尾呢，的确我们发现呢，雅各呢就是很技巧的，拒绝了他哥哥的同情呢。
And at the end of chapter 33, we found out that Jacob skillfully declined Esau's company.
简单来说，他还是骗他哥哥说他慢慢就来了，结果他没有来。
In other words, he lied to his brother one more time that he was going to come behind his brother, but he never did.
你可以说，那么雅各也没有什么改变呢，还是好像从前一样啊。
So you may say that, well, Jacob never really changed. He just like before.
怎么快又回到从前犯罪的习惯
？And he went back to his old habits.
其实的确是这样子。
That is true.
但是你没有发觉，我们每一个基督徒很多时候都是这样子吗
？But don't you think that all the Christians, every one of us, is just like that?
我们不小心的时候呢，很容易又犯从前犯罪的习惯。
And if we're not careful, then we're going to fall right back to the old routine.
但是我感谢神，他是一个宽容我们的神。
But I'm very thankful for God that He is a very forgiving God.
他没有好像一个很凶的牧人站在我们后面，就是如果我们走错路的时候呢，他就打我们。
So He's not like a very mean shepherd with a staff that whenever we become lost, they will hit us.
他反而就是一直在等待我们，当我们又不听他的话的时候呢，他还是在前面去等我们回来。
And he is like a very patient shepherd that always waiting for us, that when we are not obedient, he will be in front of the herd and waiting for us to return.
我们知道呢，江山易改，本性难移，这句话的确是很有道理的。
We know that it is true that it's easier to change the landscape of a country than to change a person's nature.
但是我们同时知道，就是好像主耶稣说，在人解释不能的，在神凡事都能。
But we also do know that Lord Jesus has said that when it comes to people, there are many impossibilities, but when it comes to God, there's no impossibility.
当我们完全去信靠他的时候，神会改变我们的一生。
When we become truly trusting and obedient in God, God will transform our lives.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
当你拯救我们的时候，不是因为我们比别人好。
When you saved us, it's not because we were better than others.
反而就是因为我们走投无路的时候，我们才来到你的面前。
And actually, it's because we have no other options, and that's why we come before you.
我们谢谢主的恩典，就是你赐我们新的生命，以致到我们可以有新的生活。
And we give our thanks to the Lord that because of your grace, that when you saved us, that we may have new lives.
我们求主怜悯我们，就是当我们再一次犯罪的时候，求主你提醒我们，管教我们，也引导我们回到你的身边。
And we pray that next time when we transgress against you, that you will remind us and that you will tell us to come back to you. Thank you for listening to our prayers and praying in Jesus' name.
Amen.